Today on Press TV, oil markets hit highest levels since the end of May. Brent crude pushed back above $100 a barrel for the first time in 3 weeks. US crude also jumped almost $4 to sell at more than $87. Analysts regard tensions over Iran's nuclear energy program as the major reason. Iran's president urges his fellow countrymen to stand up to pressures and find a way around sanctions. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad says this latest round of punitive measures is the toughest yet against any nation. The president also says the sanctions will fail in bringing Tehran to its knees. Iran holds a fresh round of military drills to boost its defense capability. Tehran's codenamed the maneuvers the Great Prophet 7. Iran's military forces have set up a virtual airbase in the desert for these exercises. Several different types of homemade missiles are being tested during the three-day drill. Iran will consider shutting down the crucial Strait of Hormuz in response to unilateral Western sanctions. Iran's parliament will debate whether to limit the flow of oil to the countries imposing the punitive measures on Tehran. 100 MPs have already signed on to the proposal. Moscow accuses the West of distorting the Geneva Agreement drawn up on the unrest in Syria. Russia's foreign minister says the latest statements made in the West contradict the consensus to leave the Syrian matter to Syrians and no one else. Syrian opposition groups once again failed to agree on a way to resolve the ongoing unrest in the country. They met in the Egyptian capital Cairo for talks organized by the Arab League. Not all Syrian opposition groups were there, but representatives from Iraq, Kuwait, and Qatar were in attendance. Caught red-handed, Iran says it has arrested two suspected Azerbaijani spies. Tehran accuses the two of having links to Azerbaijan's spy agency, the MTN. The mission of the alleged spies was reportedly to recruit dissidents to promote separatist sentiments in Iran. And parliament speakers from Iran and Syria meet in the Iranian capital. The two discuss the ongoing crisis in Syria and the development of ties between the two countries. Syria's Mohammed Jihad al-Laham strongly criticized regional countries for meddling in the internal affairs of his country. There's the latest here on Press TV.